friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Mike Florio was just with us from Pro Football Talk, author of Big Shield. And we asked him about trade deadline stuff coming up. Mm-hmm. And it's a little less than a month away, November 4th, Tuesday. It's a Tuesday, November 4th. And I just kind of wonder this, Andy. Should the Browns be selling off pieces? And as Mike pointed out, Browns were one of the teams and kind of behind the idea of pushing it back just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Is this a year where the Browns should probably say, yeah, you know what? We're going to get rid of some of these guys and maybe pick up some assets. And there are some guys who are, I mean, if you just look at it and you think baseball in particular, and I think football is becoming a little more like
I think that's the problem with this trade deadline feeling that everyone thinks they're going to, this is a sale. This isn't baseball.
It's not.
And I think a lot of people are like, oh, fire stale. Here we go. But there goes Reggie Jackson.
But I wonder if this team takes a look at some things and thinks one way or the other. I still keep thinking maybe a trade to a contender, a guy that they think can really help them for a depth piece at a position of need. Now,
say that right away, the only thing I can think of is offensive line. That if they needed, if someone got hurt on a contender,
yes,
and you clearly thought you were out of it, and Betonio, Posick, Teller, or Conklin, one of those four. That's about it,
but
right?
I can't imagine Joel being traded.
You're right. Not Joel. But unless Joel wanted to.
They wanted to do Joel a favor and he said, you know what? I'd love to go to a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
You know, let's say Kansas City needs an offensive lineman or Buffalo needs an offensive lineman. Joel's contract's up.
Anywhere but Baltimore.
Wyatt Teller's contract is up at the end of this year. David Njoku's contract is up, just drafted Harold Fannin.
They cannot completely rebuild the offensive line next year, no matter how you think. You're not going to go 4-for-5 on offensive linemen next year, gone?
No, I wouldn't think so. But
I don't think it's a healthy way to go.
It's the NFL. You can sign guys like crazy.
I know.
There are a lot of players whose contracts expire, 26 of them, at the end of this year.
Wow.
So there are a lot of different guys, and we just named some of the higher priced guys right now. There are some guys on defense. I wouldn't want to move them.
I'm not moving any of our defensive linemen. I'm not moving. I love the way Alex Wright played last week.
Well,
my call's not going anywhere right now.
No, but if you actually want to try and move some people to pick up some assets, you're not going to be able, for instance.
Why would you want to rebuild a defense that's pretty
I wouldn't.
Darn good.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to give you anything for David Bell. Okay. His contract's up.
Okay.
Nobody's going to give you anything for Martin Emerson coming off an injury. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're going to do that, you're going to have to trade somebody that you probably wouldn't want to trade, but you're going to have to look at it big picture wise and think, well, what do we do? You know, for instance, David Njoku. David's a free agent. You just drafted Harold Fannin. I don't see any problem with having two tight ends who are good. And I think Harold is on his way to becoming good. And I think David is. But I wouldn't want to move Dave. I'd like to keep him. That said, he's going to be in line to make a lot of money next year.
Mm-hmm.
You want to spend a lot of money on a tight end who you could make the argument has never reached the upper echelon of the tight end position, but is still a good player. I like him.
Let me throw this at you. Ready?
I'd like to get him the ball more.
I can make it even easier for you. You know, if you have a first round overall pick, with the exception of maybe a quarterback right out of the gate, don't you expect them to be a starter next year? Somebody you draft in the first round? Especially on this team. This team, if you're a first round draft pick.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yep, first round.
So, you could look through the depth chart and say, okay, first of all,
but you're not going to get first round picks for trading these guys.
No. But what I'm saying is trying to look at your roster into the future, knowing that you're going of their 22 starters right now, and you know you're not going to have some back next year, two of those starters next year will be drafted in the first round if they hang on to their two first round picks. Correct?
Yeah, you would think so.
So, and it probably fair to say one would be a wide
receiver or offensive lineman.
Yes, and probably the other would be a quarterback. At this juncture, we would say quarterback. So, and both of those number one picks going to the offense.
Dan,
and now fill out the rest of your roster.
Yeah. Dan's in Amherst. Dan, welcome.
Hey.
Hi, Dan.
What's up, Jeff and Andy? Haven't talked to you guys in a minute, but
missed you.
Just when I called, I was going to bring up David Njoku, as you did. I mean, with Fannin in and being as versatile and young as he is, it's my understanding, I don't think Mr. Njoku's is that great of a run blocker. You guys, what do you think we could get from him going to a needy team that's in a contender for David Njoku? I like Njoku. Chief has performed well, but I think this is a rebuild year again. I mean, we all got our sights on. I got my party room set up for draft day again. So I'm just thinking if they could move Mr. Njoku and get some valuable assets for him, such as draft choices, I think it'd be a wise decision. Hmm. And by the way, I need to apologize because I did call into the morning, guys, and I kind of dogged Andrew Berry. That was last week. But after seeing how his picks performed this year, I guess, you know what? We'll hold on to him for a minute.
A little bit.
All right,
Dan. Dan, thank you for your service. Appreciate you.
What do you think? I'd like to be optimistic and say a third-round pick for David Njoku.
At this point, I think that's fair.
You know, but
that's a fair. Are we overestimating it?
Maybe.
It always seems like, you look at him, and you're like, well, he was a first round draft pick for us. Why would we not be able to get at least a second?
Because it's like driving a car off the lot.
No, that's true. Depreciation.
I still love the idea of picking up young players who can help you at some other spots.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.